This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's number five, hour five, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for making this part of your day here on this Football Friday. C.A. and Blake are in. They're throwing heat back there in the bullpen, getting ready to pick up the broadcast baton coming up at 7 o'clock with The Fan after dark. Chiefs got a Friday news dump here in 20 minutes or less, and Woolchuck right now with the Chuck Wagon.
Well, the Rangers have brought back Dane Dunning. He's agreed to terms on a $2.66 million deal plus incentives. Now, he was projected to get about double that if he had of not come back to Texas and hit the open market. But maybe his agent had been poking around and heard like, ooh, you might not get this. So he settled for what the Rangers offered. So I know like Jeff Wilson, some others to cover the team. So that's more than $1 million less than what was projected. So the Rangers saving some money there by keeping Dane Dunning. I mean, we've seen some really strong moments from Dane during his time here with Texas.
And then, hell of a bargain.
I'm all for this. Keep him around.
Love that fork ball.
Saw what Montgomery, that, you know, what that whole thing was going on, you know?
Grass might not be greener.
Yeah.
So he'll be sticking around with the Texas Rangers organization. Now, Walker Buehler, he's also a big free agent. Just won the World Series with the Dodgers, was their best pitcher over the course of the postseason. He's turning down an Athletics free agency pitch. Why? Well, it's the Sacramento situation. He's I feel like this is not something that I even want to be a part of. I don't know what the future of your organization is even looking like right now. So he said, thank you, but no thank you. Gave the Heisman to the A's. Not interested. Now, this is a fun development. Rob Manfred, if you are in favor of the robot umps, he wants automated ball strike systems in the majors by 2026. Major League Baseball is going to test this during spring training. So when we're out there at Surprise, they're probably going to be testing out the robo umps, and we'll see how it goes. The better it does, the quicker we're probably going to get them in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, we're going to be on our fifth transfusion yelling at the robo ump.
Yeah, you know, make it even better.
Get a clue, robot.
Come on, robo up.
You suck. That was a strike.
It's a WD-40 in
your
ass.
Come on. Open your eyes.
I just hope this goes well. I feel like we've been waiting for this since the, what was that Xbox peripheral that came out? The Xbox where you could put it and had the camera on it, and you could play the games where you're moving in the living room right around the Nintendo Wii came out.
Wii?
The Kinect?
You had the Xbox Kinect.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and that thing within a half centimeter in your living room, we can do this. We've been able to do this. It's been pain and suffering, really, for sports fans. And I think the only thing that, you know, has kept it together is just sort of the charm and nostalgia of the arguments. And I'm going to miss those arguments.
I'm going to miss them, too.
But I can't wait to get this game going even better.
You just want to get it right. Just get the calls right, okay?
Right,
And I think we're moving forward. And fast, yeah, the speed of the game, too. I think we're moving in a good direction.
I'd love to see, like, the robo-ump, like that Boston group that makes the robots that really that move. And
oh, yeah.
You know, like, if they came out if and Lamar argued, if you stall. Came out and argued with a robo-ump,
yeah.
And he just, like, just hand-chucked you right in the chest, and you went, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the robo-ump just, like, takes,
flying back into the backstop.
Takes nothing. You know, you're not going to get to argue with the robo-ump. He's
just straight
gonna,
to scoop slam.
He's just going to throw you on the ground or something like that.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Great, dude.
Now, the jerseys worn by LeBron and Bronny in their historic first NBA game together just went up for sale. Now, I'm a little surprised like they didn't want to keep these. I feel like that would have been kind of cool.
They were probably multiple.
Oh, okay. Maybe like, oh, that would make some sense because I definitely would want that. Like, that was a special moment for them. You think that would be a keepsake.
They had their ones in the first half, and they
switched them up,
and they sold the ones they wore in the second half.
Well, by last night, it already drawn 34 bids. Price was up to $70,000. I imagine it's extremely up there in cost right now, but it's the first ever father-son jerseys. The auction's going to end on December 4th. So you've got, if you're interested, you can go check that out.
This has to be the first time that there's a jersey that people are bidding big dollars on that involves the jersey and the player scoring 0 points.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Like,
I can't think of another reason, like, otherwise you would want a jersey of a guy that didn't score at all.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
Maybe like a terrible injury, ended a career.
Yeah.
Would you want that even? That might be a hex. Why did I say that? I feel weird. I'm backpedaling. Just ignore that. Yeah, that didn't happen. True. That wasn't even said. Okay. Ignore that.
I mean, the closest thing I can think of is all the Zeke jerseys that have sold this year.
Yeah, it's probably, honestly, you win.
15s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious.
I think they were misspelling that last name, too, on a couple of those, leaving one of the T's off of Elliott.
Yeah.
I did see that, yes, on the pro shop. That's a bad look. You guys see Bill O'Butchin was not happy with the SMU fan base after they lost to the Mustangs last week?
What did he have
I'm just going
to
tell you, their fans behind our bench, they were atrocious, the worst. I've been in the SEC. I've been in the NFL. I've never seen anything or heard anything like what was coming out of their fans' mouths behind our bench. I mean it. It was bad.
That's all right. That's okay. You'll work for us one day. Kind of a thing.
I don't know.
Where did he lose?
This was at SMU last Saturday.
Yeah. Come on, Bill.
That was sold out, ruckus environment. I mean, I would like to get, like, give us one example.
Yeah.
Like, don't just say that. Anybody could just say that.
I got to know. Like, what was so bad?
Give me
an example.
Hard evidence here of something that you're alleging I've never heard before. Please, let's make history.
Because I think we've probably heard it before.
Right.
The Talking Muertas? We've heard it.
Yeah.
Penn State basketball, they are tied to a conspiracy that is robbing students of free McDonald's nuggets. Did you see this today?
Are they missing free throws again?
No. So this is egregious in my opinion. The whole thing is just a scam. So they have set up
a nugget scam.
You get a free 10
piece. Tis the season, by the way.
Chicken McNuggets. If Penn State scores 70 points, available at the app. In all five of their games, they've scored over 70 points.
Uh-oh.
So with a minimum of $1 purchase, you get 10 free nuggets in the app. The problem is...
Is it exactly 70 points?
It's 70 plus. It's 70 or
okay,
more.
Okay. I didn't know if they were just trying to pull something on them.
Just last week, the lone McDonald's at Penn State in downtown State College closed so that construction could begin in a high-rise set to replace it. So that McDonald's then intends to reopen on the first floor of said high-rise, but that's not going to be for another couple of years.
Years?
Years. So there's no McDonald's around for them to even cash in on this deal at Penn State.
Wow. You see, this is when one of these local, like a local business over there
that has
nuggets or tenders or something,
yeah.
You jump in and you steal the show.
White Castle.
And now you're the MVP.
So Penn State students, like, they'll say, hey,
there's two others.
Pitchforks
and stuff?
Yeah, you got to get it by bus or car. Like, it's not within a walking distance at the stadium. So I don't know. And I don't know.
Oh, so you still go to a different McDonald's?
I mean, we'll see if they take them. But I guess it's just one of these things where they probably should have considered the McDonald's on campus is going to close.
Somebody needs to step up and do the right thing.
This is a pretty bad advertisement that we're doing here.
Nah, Penn State just says, thanks, McDonald's, for the ad money.
Screw them, right? It's Penn State, I guess. November 18th. This is not a good date for people in D.C. D.C. sports, apparently, this is a cursed date. Now, this all started in 1985 when Joe Theismann was sacked by Giants linebacker Lawrence Taylor and Harry Carson.
Snap.
Resulted in, of course, the tibia and the fibula being broken on the field.
Yeah. I'd bid good money for that Theismann jersey.
33 years later, November 18th, 2018, Alex Smith had his big injury when Houston Texans J.J. Watt and Kareem Jackson broke his tibia and fibula. Now, surely this isn't going to happen again, but we go to November 18th, 2024. Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin, who leads the league with 15 goals, trying to chase down Wayne Gretzky. He ends up breaking his leg, fractured his left fibula in that game. So what are the odds? Three star players, all DC, have the same broken fibula injury that on November 18th. That is crazy.
I forfeit.
All three on the same day?
I'd forfeit moving forward. We would just say.
No games on November 18th.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not doing it.
Do not do that.
That is
sad. We're
going
to need a Monday nighter that week, or we're going to have to do something. We'll play a Thursday nighter.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the Alex Smith one, there's even more that was in common, you know. Those two are just, like, mind-numbing as far as the millions and millions of one to odds of those things happening. I think the Ovechkin thing is a little bit different because that's just a regular broken leg, right?
Yeah, his isn't, I don't think,
he'll be back in a month or two
as the other ones. But still, it's just, like, crazy. Like, what are the odds that this happens?
That is nuts.
Yeah, his isn't going to be, hopefully, you know, Alex Smith was dealing with maybe a leg amputation.
Alex Smith's, dude. I mean, that, was it an E60 or one of those documentary deals that they did on him and the recovery and stuff?
Yeah, it looked like a shark attack on his leg.
It did. Yeah. It looked terrible.
Well, he had to get treated. I think it was in San Antonio where military people
learned to walk again.
Yes. Yeah. It was that catastrophic. Yeah. And even when he like pulls his pant leg up now and you see it, it's just completely distorted.
His was terrible. But yeah, Ovi's supposed to be back this year.
That is a good story about those folks he worked with in San Antonio.
Yeah. Oh, it's an amazing story.
Didn't his get like an infection in there and he had to have it open for a while?
He's had complications. Yeah. It absolutely did. This was a story that Bobby sent me, actually, and it kind of, I think the morning show kicked this around. I didn't even know this was a topic of conversation. Some Fox News host, Jesse Waters, he's claiming that there's an unspoken rule that you don't wish other men happy birthday. Do any of us know about this unspoken rule? Yeah. Can you not wish other men happy birthday?
I don't say happy birthday, you know.
What do you say? Nothing?
Happy G-Day.
Okay.
You know, that type of thing.
You're still like just acknowledging.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, there's some masculinity in there. I won't be like, oh, happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday, my G. You know, it's going to be something like that, dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to add some masculinity on there.
Deepen the voice a little bit.
Yeah,
when you say
yeah.
So if like somebody... if
good looking dog, many more, B. I'm telling you, I'm not going to happy birthday you. Hello, happy birthday.
Okay, so if somebody says happy birthday to you...
like, I'm all good. Yeah, I'm all good.
No big deal?
Yeah, I'm all good.
You're not looking
at You're not going to go all Tom Brenneman on him?
Nah, it's my own insecurities.
You're going to be like, you know...
You just look at him. You just look at him, Lucius, and just nod.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks, man.
Like you say, pause.
Yeah, you're
pause. Pause. Happy birthday. Why you caring about me being happy? Cause
I don't know. I've
never heard of that.
I've said happy birthday. Like if a friend of mine has a birthday, hey, happy birthday, Brian, for your birthday coming up next month. Happy birthday. Yeah. I never really think twice about it.
And we're gonna give you the 61 spankings that you deserve.
There we go.
Barehanded
birthday suit brought us. Bare-assed.
I'm gonna wear the Mike Tyson attire.
That's a bad payoff.
With those assless chaps, baby. Dude.
How funny would that be to wear the Mike Tyson attire?
Volchuk
would do it.
We can literally make that.
You're right. I would.
That you could do. That could be one payoff that nullifies all the payoffs.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be.
We can't do it at a remote thing, can we?
I don't think
so. What was that? Is that a padded jock strap that boxers wear?
Yeah, they were. I'm acting like I know. Lucius, is that
he had a jock strap on, then he had that other thing around.
Okay,
it.
The protective cup area. Yeah,
he was tripping.
Yeah,
that was hilarious. The memes off of that thing are hilarious now.
Do you think? I mean, yeah, you could get one of those, right? Could you order one of those?
I bet you could order one.
Absolutely.
You could get anything these days.
Yeah. Get it at Dick's.
You could get that thing.
Pause.
Sporting goods. last story here.
It should be dickssportinggoods.com, but they're just simply dicks.com.
You have to dress up. You'd have to dress up.
True. I'm serious. You go to Dick's, you type in dicks.com right now, you're going right to the sporting goods.
No way. That means somebody in the old internet got paid.
Yeah.
Somebody got paid.
So honestly.
The gloves and the jock strap thing. That would be a bet payoff.
Really? Just the jock strap. You don't even need the gloves, but rock it. That'd be fantastic.
A helmet, like a boxing helmet?
Yes. That'd be amazing. Last thing here, you guys remember the name Mike Mularkey?
He was a coach.
He was full of malarkey. He was head coach of the Tennessee Titans for a little while.
And
Bills.
Yeah,
Bills. And the Bills.
Yeah.
When he was with the Titans.
I talked him into being a coach.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
This guy was...
You are the malarkey guy.
Seriously, this guy was at the Senior Bowl way back in the day, and he was... used to have a seafood boil. And I was sitting there, and I went up to him, and I saw his name tag, and I said, you're a former player, right? And he's like, yeah. And I go, what are you doing here? He goes... well, I'm trying to kind of look for maybe look get into coaching. And I was like kind of giving him ideas of who to go talk to because he didn't really know. And he got on with Tampa Bay was his, I think, his first gig. I think Tony Dungy or Sam Weiss. I think Sam Weiss got him on down there. But I was kind of giving like, well, I think Tampa and I think some others were looking for coach. And I was trying to kind of help him.
Nice.
And he goes, well, I really appreciate you doing that.
Well, that's, know? I mean, that's awesome. So he ends up being the head coach, multiple stops, as we said, was with the Titans. Ian Rappaport comes out January 15th, says the Titans have offered Mike Mularkey an extension in the wake of their playoff run. He's staying. A couple days later, he gets fired.
Yeah.
They end up hiring Mike Vrabel. People are like, what the hell? Ian Rappaport, you just said that he was getting an extension. Well, Mike Mularkey just came clean in an interview with Action Sports. Said, when I got called in that Monday after the New England game, I knew they were going to fire me. So Sunday night, I called Ian Rappaport and I said, hey, I don't know if you know this, but I'm getting a new contract in the morning. He reported it. It was all over the country. I just wanted to see the faces on the owner and GM who were about to fire me, but I'm pretty sure I got him for a minute or two.
Nice.
That's awesome. But he simultaneously
screwed Rap Sheet.
Rappaport. So I wonder how Ian feels about this, but that is actually really funny.
You know you're going to get fired, so you just like leak a report. No, I got an extension.
Amazing. Sounds like an E60 in the making to me. Thank you, old Chuck. Okay, we got the Fan After Dark, Blake and CA getting ready for 7 to 11 tonight. A Friday news dump, though, around the corner, Chief?
Yeah, among other things, the dots have been connected, and it bodes very well for a Mavericks championship. That's next in the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dumb. Yeah, buddy, it's Friday night. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Time for a news dump here with the Chief. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is the victim of a car truck wreck, contact the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com, Chief.
Got some good stuff in the dump today, boys. I'm looking forward to this. The first one, let's go ahead and connect the dots now. I saw Mavs Muse has already done this. And this is good news for the Dallas Mavericks and being champions. You go to 2015, you have a Kendrick Lamar album being dropped, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Okay.
Klay Thompson wins a championship. You bump over to 2017, you have a Kendrick Lamar album. Damn. Mm. Klay Thompson wins a championship.
Let's go.
Get to 2018. You get the Black Panther soundtrack, bunch of Kendrick Lamar, Klay Thompson, championship. 2022, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, Kendrick Lamar album, coincides with a Klay Thompson championship.
Is that 4 for 4?
That's 4 for 4, Dawson. Yes, yep. Sir. The numbers add up. And then what happened today? What did Lucius inform us about today?
The Kendrick Lamar album.
Kendrick Lamar album.
Surprise attack. Just blew our heads off.
Maybe he's secretly a Mavericks fan and he's doing us all a favor.
Thank you.
So we're 4 for 4. Kendrick Lamar album year equals a Klay Thompson championship year.
And he dropped it on the same day that Kennedy got popped. Is that, you think there's any correlation with that?
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Headshotted. Is that a kill shot for Drake? I don't know.
I think so. I mean, so did you hear the whole thing? Is it just littered with...
It's just great.
With jabs at Drake?
It's everything in there. Yeah. Especially the first two. He's coming at you.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, right, my dude. God. Lil Wayne.
Oh, he's hitting...
He addresses that. You know, Lil Wayne felt snubbed. Yeah, he addresses that. Ah, so good.
That's wonderful. Well, I mean, I don't know. We should go ahead and probably punch that ticket. Sounds like... It's championship season for the Mavericks, boys and girls.
I like it. That's the positivity we need in our lives.
We talked about the All-Star Game stuff. I didn't see until today the fact that they're also trying to pull off a three-point shootout. We had Steph versus Sabrina Ionescu last year. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, again, is going to be at the Chase Center, the home of the Warriors there in the Bay Area. So this will be a big Steph kind of All-Star weekend. But they're trying to get a Steph Curry, Sabrina Ionescu against Klay Thompson and Caitlin Clark.
That's what I figured she was going to be involved. Yeah.
3-point shootout there. You go. There you go. It's Klay back in the Bay, Klay versus Steph. You have Caitlin Clark in the mix there. That would be a lot of fun. So hopefully they can pull that off. That was Shams doing the reporting on that.
I mean, I don't even know how to handicap it, but I think that's a big tune in. Are we going to get the regular 3-point shot as well? Because I think that contest isn't broken, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, you still get the regular one. This would just be sort of an add-on. And it was cool. It was cool.
It was.
Steph versus Sabrina. It was a heck of a bout. So getting Caitlin Clark in the mix is obviously a no-brainer there for the NBA. She's as star-studded as it gets. And then now with the Klay effect, going back to the Bay Area, really the stars are aligning there. So hopefully they pull it off. Zion Williamson is apparently not remotely close to returning due to the hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. So not remotely close. That's bad news there.
They got Golden State. Yeah, the Crescent City. Yeah.
That's one of those you can't play through. You know, no. It's not pain, and if you try, you're just going to get it again. Mm.
And then Bovada actually has odds on who will be revealed as the snitch in the Sixers locker room for the Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey conversation about Joel Embiid not being very punctual or professional with the way he handles his business.
I got my money on the trainer.
You got on? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's all just players. That they have there. And Joel Embiid's actually the favorite.
Yeah, I think Embiid's just trying to throw him off the scent, right? Like, it's not me, guys. I'm going to beat the crap out of whoever this was.
He said leaked it is a real POS.
Yeah.
And maybe
it was him.
Maybe he's got
that
some self-awareness.
That would be just his sense of humor, dude.
Yeah.
That might be the best bit ever if he's pulling that off.
Then it's Eric Gordon, Paul George, Reggie Jackson, and Andre Drummond. Those are your leaders in the clubhouse for being the snitch there, according to the odds at Bovada.
I would look at Reggie Jackson if you want a long shot. I mean, that's a guy who has not gotten along, and he's hard-headed. He's very competitive and, you know, doesn't like to take bleep. Doesn't like foolishness around his winningness.
Mm. Amen to that.
Yeah.
How about this one, dude? From a culinary standpoint, this is pretty exciting. If you're a Doritos lover, this is going to be for you. But Frito-Lay is turning up the heat with an exciting announcement. The debut of the first Doritos restaurant.
What? Okay.
Doritos After Dark. Okay. Not Fan After Dark.
Doritos.
Doritos After Dark. The first one's going to open in Los Angeles.
Munchy and place.
It's going to be at the, it's going to be
exactly
at the home of the Lakers, crypto.com arena.
Let's go. I think there are a number of great items you can make with Doritos.
Nachos for sure with the nacho cheese Doritos.
Yes.
Rotel dip with nacho cheese Doritos. Crazy, bro.
Uh-huh. Ooh. I mean, you just put regular Doritos on a turkey sandwich. Yes. You got the turkey sandwich, put a layer of Doritos on there. It's better.
Yeah.
Especially when you're fresh out the pool. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh
Doritos.
With a crisp soda.
Hunger after the pool is a whole different level.
Yeah.
Right? It is, man. You really work up an appetite there. Yeah. And the Doritos
you're
are
usually hammered.
Yeah. Oh, and there's just such a wide variety of Doritos as well. Like, you could really... You can get super creative with it. They do have some images here. The nachos, as you mentioned there, Lucius.
Yeah, is there any other cool combinations that you can do with Doritos? Like the cool ranch ones? Can you do something with that?
Yeah, I'm gonna sift through some of these. The first one I'm seeing here, other than the nacho cheese nachos, which is a no-brainer, I'm seeing here the purple bag, the spicy sweet chili, which is a gorgeous, just delicious chip. They have a Doritos spicy sweet ramen Rito.
There you go. See, this is
a burrito with ramen noodles. Yeah. The Doritos are in there. It looks like they got chicken in there. Looks delightful.
I'm just telling you, you can grind those things up and make them kind of like a crust.
Oh, yeah.
You can put them on crust of other things.
Dorito dust.
To make it even better. Yeah.
You could fry chicken with it.
Absolutely.
You could.
Yep.
You got Doritos nacho cheese messy taquitos.
Oh, taquitos.
So these are like the taquitos, and it looks like they're doing that. They're like dusting it up with the Dorito, the nacho cheese classics.
Yeah.
I think all the Tex-Mex stuff is a home run, obviously.
Yes. Oh, well, dude, they're doing like a fried chicken one. They're doing Doritos sweet and spicy chili chicken bites. Again, the breading of the chicken is the part of the breading. You nailed it,
I would do it every time. Yep.
I think that purple bag is just so special. They also have a Doritos nacho cheese crunch-tastic vanilla cone. Now, that is weed. This is an ice cream cone. And I guess it's vanilla ice cream, but then it is basically dipped in a Dorito nacho cheese thing.
That's a novelty.
That's a no.
You just look at that on the poster on the wall. You don't really eat that.
You don't see an adult eating that. Certainly not an adult that has any self-respect for himself.
I don't think so.
You have the Doritos Flamin' Hot Limon Churros.
Oh, churros.
There we go.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Usually think of a sweet churro.
Right. This is going to be a spicier...
Like
twist
this.
On the trail. How about this one, Walchuk? Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch California Roll.
Ooh.
You have sushi and the outside, the initial layer on the rice is the Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Dorito dust crunched up there.
Uh-huh.
Those actually look pretty good.
Yeah, it's probably delicious.
So, yeah, just if you're a Doritos person, I mean, you're going to be at Lakers games. That's going to be a hot spot.
Get your hands off my mama. Hands off my Doritos.
That's a great commercial.
The Frito pie where you could take the bag and cut it and have the Fritos and put the chili.
The walking taco.
I would do that with Doritos too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would absolutely cut that bag and put chili and cheese and onions in that Dorito bag and just eat it right out of the bag.
Okay, there's a guy that I've seen on TikTok that does this exact thing.
Yeah, Frito pie.
You bring a big bag of whatever chips you want, and he has a bunch of different, whatever you want.
Cut that side,
ground
man.
Beef.
That's what you
chicken.
Do at 7-Eleven. You go get you a bag, and you just go walk over there to the little machines and...
Amazing.
They got the jalapenos.
Plastic spoon and go.
Go for it, man. Yeah.
And a Modelo or Dos Equis.
Yeah, I learned that in the Navy.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we close down the dump here, and I have in front of me the top 15 most attractive male hobbies according to women, and I am at a bit of a loss here.
Sports radio number one?
Woodworking?
Boxing.
Would that be...
say coxing?
I said boxing.
Oh.
He did say boxing with a B there. It sounded like a C, though.
You can do the cocking.
Yeah.
Of the walls.
Yeah. If you're
caulking.
If you're a handyman, construction kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walchuk knows all about that.
Yeah, hanging curtains, right?
I did have to do that.
Jeez.
And those curtains are still standing.
Lucius, did you mess those up?
Yeah, they're leaning so bad, especially that one in the middle. It is crazy. I feel so bad every time I walk by, like, I gotta do something about that.
Well,
what do I do, though?
I think I need a cigar and a tequila shot to think about this.
Yeah. Stare at it for a while. My house shoes on.
I'm going to have to sleep on it.
Cigar just blowing smoke up in the air.
It's bad, bro.
What would you guys imagine to be?
There's like eight holes around it.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Now I've got to paint it again.
And it's leaning. It's like There's nothing to bite onto. Like I can't fix it.
Like a dartboard.
Yeah, that poor baby.
It's like a dartboard.
Tons of holes.
Women dig.
Unfortunately, there's no like just 12 hours of football watching.
It's not golf.
No, golf is nowhere near this. Okay. Maybe it was number 16.
Is there a sport on
there? Top 15.
Any type of sports?
I said like physical activity, like boxing, physical activity.
Hunting.
The most physical activity you'll see here, you're going to get...
marathon running?
You're going to get swimming.
Okay.
This is what women find to be the most attractive male hobbies. Tell me if you really do any of these things on like a truly regular basis.
Well, you know I do.
Swimming, I would say.
Absolutely.
Hiking and archery.
You know those are my favorite pastimes.
Those are going to be the most like physical exertion hobbies that women find attractive. Not weightlifting necessarily.
This is an archery like shooting a target. Like I'm going to the Olympics in archery. This is like I hunt with a bow.
Well, they have, because they don't have hunting on there. So you might be right. That might just,
I mean, it is pretty killer how strong and skilled you got to be to pull that thing back. But I wouldn't think they would know about that.
Women cannot stand somebody killing animals, right?
Hey, you got to be good with your fingers to work that bow and arrow.
Well, you got to have a posterior kind of, you're pulling, like your back, your lats or whatever.
Man,
because
I don't know.
Yeah, pulling that thing back, that's like 75 pounds of pulling.
Do you watch some of that Olympic stuff? Pretty normal dudes like me doing that.
There's a technique to it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the,
But it's a
shooting straight up in
the
air.
What do you guys think is the number one most attractive male hobby according to women? What's the number one thing that they find the sexiest thing that you could be doing in your spare time?
Woodworking.
Building or
woodworking.
CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Cleaning?
Cooking. Manager of a liquor store.
Cooking?
Doctor.
Changing
lawyer.
Diapers.
Cooking.
Dentist.
No, this is a hobby.
Cooking's a good one. I like
that. Firefighter.
Cooking actually is number four.
Okay. Now we're cooking.
Yard work.
Reading is number one.
I was going to say reading.
Like have a bookshelf and read those books as well. Not just have the bookshelf, but you actually have to read them.
Women are so
I just don't get it.
As much as I love to read, it's hard to do that nowadays.
Yeah.
I like the audio books because, you can get to them anywhere you want to.
Yeah.
And if your family sees you sitting down reading, for some reason, they're like, man, that guy's comfortable over there. Yeah. Let's mess this all the way up.
Right.
Do these audio books, does the author...
You're right about that.
The audio books, does the author read the book for you?
That's the only way I can do it.
Sometimes the author does.
Okay.
If he can't read that well,
that's gotta be
get
cool,
voice.
Man. I mean, I've never.
Are you able to say after that, like, I read that book, or do you have to phrase it differently?
I listened to that book.
Yeah, I say I listen. I'm listening to a Ta-Nehisi Coates book right now, and I'm definitely listening.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Definitely listening. Mm-hmm.
I respect the honesty there, because I bet there's a ton of people walking around right now claiming they're reading all these books,
LeBron.
And they're not actually reading.
He's not even listening.
Yeah.
The second most attractive male hobby, according to women, is foreign languages. Pull up the Duolingo and
so it's intelligence.
Number three is playing an instrument.
Basically. I should have guessed that. Should have guessed that.
Pick up that guitar, fellas.
Always wanted to go into a hotel lobby like a and play the piano.
Come on.
This was according to activity is the outlet. Yeah. I don't know.
These are all the guys they're going to marry, though. You know?
Yeah.
Let's hear the hobbies of the guys they're going to party with.
Yeah.
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 What's they going to cheat on their husbands with?
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Yeah. That guy.
All of a sudden, not as sexy. Yeah.
Cooking's number four. Woodworking is number five.
There you go.
So you finally actually have like some level of,
manly
sort of deal. How about this? Painting at number six.
Take some talent.
It's a lot of arts, man.
Repainting the bathroom? Or are you talking about like painting, like Peyton Manning?
It sounds like it's Peyton.
Is it Peyton?
Yeah, that's weird, bro.
It's Peyton. But if you watch that
Ross documentary, Bob Ross was out here. He was getting it.
It sounds like these women want
titles. Seriously, Bob Ross is a bad man. Yeah.
Let's see.
These women really don't know what they want.
Writing is number six.
Writing.
A little calligraphy. WRIT.
I'd say horseback riding.
All the creative arts.
Then gardening. Go plant some flowers. Like they don't even say yard work. Yeah. They say gardening, which is
they want you to help nest. They want you to help create this. you know, area around your home.
These women are high estrogenic area.
So yeah. Unrealistic, these women.
Then yeah, it's 100%. Swimming. Then it's photography. Yeah. Then it's astronomy.
Hey, I made it. Photography, I got one.
There you go. Lucius is on the board.
I got one.
Hey, take that top off.
More than the rest of us can say.
What kind of photography? What are we talking about?
After astronomy, you get hiking,
astronomy.
Archery. Yeah, astronomy. What are we talking about? It's bull. Blacksmithing.
Blacksmithing?
I don't even know exactly.
That's like shoeing horses.
You're blacksmith.
Yeah, you're a blacksmith. You like you shoe horses.
Okay, so
you can
women
do it. You can look it up on YouTube. Like the guys that do the horse shoes. And
they work
stuff.
In the livery.
Yeah.
The last one is traveling. So those are the top 15 most attractive hobbies to women that men can do.
Until you boss them around.
To
lesbian
flip that list. Yeah, it sounds like a woman wants to
date a woman. I imagine all of these women had hair under their armpits.
It's a good note to end on, Wolchuk. Nice work, Wolchuk. We got Crosstalk with the Fan After Dark coming up next. CA and Blake ready to broadcast 4 hours next year on the Fan. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius.
Is Jake Paul coming in?
Yeah.
It's his intro music.
It's fight night, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. We could go.
And here comes the Fan After Dark with CA and Blake. How are we doing tonight, gentlemen?
I'm feeling excited because, Tolos, you should be feeling excited as well. Because last time, it was a Friday. Last time I was hosting, we had a G-Bag of the Day winner. A two-time
back
winner.
Back to back.
Will it happen again tonight? Hopefully not if Gavin Spittle's listening. But I'll have my act together. We've got some great segments for you guys. So it should be a fun time here tonight on the Fan After Dark.
All I know is between the two of you guys, better be on the dump button. You know, yeah. I don't know yeah, who's...
Chris Strong is already tonight. Practicing back there.
Yeah. He's getting his reps in.
He saved you, Blake.
The MVP right there. Shout out to Chris.
Chris is the only one that knew what the hell was going
it's
on.
It's a freaking peer.
Kevin knew what was going on, too.
No, okay. I hope... Did y'all listen yesterday at 7 to hear Kevin's explanation? I don't know if y'all listened.
No, I missed that. It still all sounded... Pretty bad.
Okay, Kevin. Kevin was saying that
you were reading a text that said "bat s crazy."
Yes,
or something.
Kevin. Kevin was saying that he knew what was happening halfway through, and he thought it was a bit, and he was playing along. I don't know if I buy that part. I buy the part where he said he kind of spaced out and didn't really know what to say. He was having an internal dialogue, and Fred was like, "Doesn't really work
was
well on the radio having an internal dialogue." Say.
That was his second or third
show? Second show.
Second show. Okay.
I think that's Shell Shock.
He's been with us a while,
He's a Shell Shock.
Yeah, Shell Shock.
It's like, what is going on
I was
here?
Like, come can on, see Kevin, keep talking.
Well, you're like yelling at him, like, shut your chest, man. Save your chest. And he's looking at you like, what did you just do?
Blake, here's your answer. You thought you were doing a podcast. You can say bat S on a podcast.
I just got a little too loose, man. You know,
on a Friday night.
Me and Kevin were having a good time. He did a great job on his second show. Got a little too loose, but the bolts are tight. So
how you doing, CA? Right.
I'm doing real good, and I want to give a quick shout out. And Gavin and Lucius, you guys will particularly feel this pain a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Everybody in Tarrant County, Fort Worth proper, Dickies is relocating to California. I'm like, what?
So they're picking up all the ones here and moving them?
Nope. They used to manufacture everything from Fort
Dickies,
Worth. Bro.
Dickies,
the factory stores in Fort Worth.
Yes,
yeah,
man.
Dickies
the
Workwear.
The G-Bag Nation, they were our sponsor one time, and we got clothes. We went there to get our clothes.
At the Speedway, right? They were sponsor of the race at the Speedway.
They were doing a lot of Dickies Arena.
We had all kinds of Dickies clothes. Remember that?
I think you need to explain to your man what Dickies is, your man Blake over here.
It's a barbecue place.
He thinks it's a barbecue.
No, not Dickies barbecue.
You're picking up a ball and moving them?
It's a Friday. Okay, so Dickies does clothes.
How are they, mostly how are they moving out of Fort Worth? How are they moving from Fort
Worth?
Okay,
so some major company bought them from the Dickies family for like $820 million cash.
Oh, wow.
And then that was a couple of years ago, like in 2017.
Yeah.
And then they said, you know what? It's like a big company. They own the North Face, and they have a bunch of other clothing gear.
Oh, wow. Okay,
gear. And so they say, you know what? We're kind of losing a little bit of money here. So we're going to combine the brands and put them on this campus in Culver City, California. Yeah.
So they couldn't compete is what I heard, what I'm hearing. They couldn't compete and they wanted to move to the easier spot in Cali.
You're combining Dickies and North Face?
Well, they
what would the name be?
Well, That was good. That was good.
Think about it.
I just came up with two of them. That's
brand of yours.
Here comes the Fan After Dark with Blake and CA. Gentlemen, something to tease real quick. Timestamp.
Brandon Laurie, 740, and a new addition to CA Stories tonight.
Oh, let's go. Always looking forward to that. Thanks to Lucius. You can't say that on the air, by the way, Blake. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Wolchuk and Chia follow and brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the Nation. At ease.